Next patient is Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, Anderson, 11-13-38, M-A-R-I-O-N. This is an 83-year-old bedridden gentleman with a history of severe epilepsy. Congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, hypertension, constipation, weight loss, protein and calorie malnutrition, pain, BPH symptoms, who is now total bedbound with a history of stroke. Last hospitalization occurred about a year ago, period. Patient has lost weight, is total ADL dependent, and bowel and bladder incontinent. Social, he's never been a heavy smoker or drinker, allergy none. Review of system, weight loss, confusion, sundowner syndrome. Patient is oriented to person. History of recurrent seizures with postectal episodes. History of stroke. About a year ago, which has left patient total bedbound with severe weakness. Patient appears thin. Social patient apparently went to SMU in Dallas and worked for NASA previously, has been married 40 years, has no children. Once again, patient is bedbound with muscle wasting. Allergy none, medication, Lasix 40 milligram once a day, gabapentin 100 milligram TID, aspirin 81 milligram a day, Norvasc 5 milligram a day, lactulose 10 gram per 15 cc PRN, Senna PRN for constipation, Tramadol PRN for pain 50 milligram, Flomax 0.4 milligram daily, Imitrex 100 milligram daily, allergy none. Family history not known, review of system as above, social no history of excessive EGOH or smoking in the past, COVID vaccination is up to date, vital signs are stable, patient's heart positive, one positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, decreased turgor, oral mucosa is dry, patient appears very weak but is able to move off for extremities under neurological. Here we have an 83-year-old assessment. Here we have an 83-year-old gentleman with history of multiple issues, including dementia, forgetfulness, history of recurrent seizures, stroke, hypertension, constipation, chronic pain, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, ADL dependency, total bedbound, muscle wasting and decreased appetite, who's been evaluated for hospice today. Patient has had a decline in the past month with a change in mental status, both related to dementia as well as recurrent seizure and weight loss, which makes patient hospice appropriate, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.